Hello, and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today, we're going to be speaking on Nylene Marshall, also known as Nylene K. Briscoe. She was born September 18th, 1978, in Orange County, California. She disappeared June 25th, 1983, at age 4 in Helena National Forest, Montana. She's been missing for 38 years, 4 months, and 14 days. Her mother's name is Nancy Marshall. Rest in peace. She was murdered in Mexico. And, you know, I just want to throw out my condolences to the entire family because they've been through literally the ringer. So, a little backstory. Nylene is an American girl, right? And she disappeared under literally the most mysterious circumstances there were in the Elkhorn Mountains, right? Montana, they were vacationing. She disappeared. So, let's just jump right in to the investigation. And we're going to start with the search efforts. Law enforcement extensively searched the campground and area where Marshall was last seen, but their attempts to find and locate her were definitely fruitless. They just couldn't find her. They were not happy at all. So, a man that was seen jogging in the forest was also seen speaking to Marshall. Now, it is unknown if he was involved or he's the kidnapper, but you know, you A, never know, and B, he probably could. I don't know who stops jogging to talk to a child. Weird, but that's neither here nor there. So, on November 27th, 1985, 2 years after Marshall's disappearance, an anonymous phone call was placed to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System from a man claiming to have abducted Marshall. That's weird, and that's some attention-seeking behavior. And if you watch Criminal Minds, you know that that's some attention-seeking behavior. So, I'm going to read you the 3 letters that they have for the public. But before that, let's continue. The man was claiming that he picked up a girl named Kay. And in these letters and phone calls, he has details about Marshall's disappearance that has literally never, and I mean never, been released to the public. So, I don't know. Attention-seeking behavior and details, 2 and 2 always equals 4. He got her, but he's also an attention-seeking person. He must have not have been loved when he was a kid. But that's my opinion. So, he said that he had a good income and he homeschooled Kay. And they were also, the letters were postmarked from Madison, Wisconsin. And around the time the letters were coming in, an anonymous caller was also claiming to be writing the letters and be, you know, the one who kidnapped Nylene. Just, it's a cutthroat thing. It was him. But nobody knows his name. And the numbers he called from were traced to several phone booths in Madison, Wisconsin. Come on. Do your little fingerprint dusting and find out this man. No, This was still back then, back in the day. They didn't have as much equipment that they do now. So this is the first letter that the anonymous person sent in, okay? I didn't want their person to try getting info from her. All I could tell them was that she was okay. I hope child fine could get the following back to her family. I picked Kay up on the road in Elkhorn Park between Helena and Boulder. She was crying and frightened, and as I held her, she was shaking. That's when I decided I would take her and keep her and love her. I have a nice investment income and I work at home, so I can care for her myself all the time. I teach her at home and she likes to go with me when I travel. Her hair is short and curly now and she has really grown. She's about 4 or 5. She's 50 pounds. She has all 4 of her permanent upper and 2 of her lower incisors. Teeth. Y'all, my bad. It's been a long week, I promise you. She takes baths and brushes her teeth every day. She eats well. Her favorite meal is pizza and cherries. Y'all, even if I mispronounced that word, this man couldn't spell to save his life. So, that's neither here nor there. Let's keep going. This is letter 2. She would gladly recount to you the trips we've taken to San Francisco, New York, Oklahoma City, New Orleans. My apologies, New Orleans, Nashville, Texas, Chicago, Puerto Rico, and Canada. We were even in Britain for a month last year, and she loved it. Nobody questions passports. That's sick. I don't care what nobody says. That is oh my gosh. It gets worse. Letter 3. It is, or where it comes from, only that I get it from the bathroom every morning. It is actually a spoonful of my semen. Y'all, let me tell you. I'm going on a killing spree. Let somebody kidnap my child and feed that baby their semen. Oh, bro, you gonna get choked. Ooh, you gonna die today. I look good in orange. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Okay. It doesn't affect her physically. I have never, and that's in all caps. He decided to write in all caps, never molested her in any other way. Dog, in any other way? Bro, okay, my bad, y'all. This child abuse does not make me happy. She is a sweet little girl, and it is because I have grown to love her that I realize how much her family must miss her. Bro! See, I just want to point out that you could never fully understand a psychotic person's mental. But when you notice that you just kidnapped somebody else's child, okay? Hell yes, they're going to miss that baby. It don't matter if it was for 3 seconds. Anyway, let's go on. But she has adjusted and seems happy. She trusts me and isn't afraid. She smiles and acts coy when I tease her. She giggles when we snuggle and hugs me for no apparent reason. I love her and I have her. I just can't let her go. Bro would get his ass whooped. Excuse my language. I'm trying to be better. But bro would get beat the fuck up. Okay? Because I don't play that at all whatsoever. No sir, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. Okay? Y'all, I just want to say right now, if you know somebody being abused, speak up for them, please. Please speak up. Okay? Because that's horrible. That is horrible. So, this story, this case, actually was on Unsolved Mysteries in the 90s, right? After it aired, a tip received from a viewer who watched the show believed that he was Marshall's classmate in Bellingham, Washington, and he actually led to the recovery of Monica Bonilla. She was a young girl who'd gone missing in 82 from Burbank, California, and she was kidnapped by her non-custodial father, right? So, by 94, the Marshall family relocated from Montana to Japan because, you know, after they vacationed in Montana and their child got picked up and, you know, kidnapped, they moved there to find her. Nothing. So, they moved to Japan, and in 95, Marshall's mother, like I said prior, was murdered in Mexico. 97, a nurse at a New Orleans hospital, she called the cops saying that she thinks that she saw Marshall and her kidnapper. The nurse, she said, she saw a 19-year-old woman calling herself Helena, and, you know, she was pregnant. She was trying to get herself to be in the hospital to give birth, but the man didn't want to give his identity. And the woman says that she thought her mother may have been named Nylene and that she grew up in another country. Despite having no trace of any accent, my bad, when the staff attempted to ask the two any further questions about their identities and medical history, they definitely quickly left. In 2017, Jefferson County Sheriff Craig Doolittle stated that law enforcement still have no substantial leads in the case. Guys, that is the most horrific story I could have ever read, other than the story I did last on that baby who was definitely dealing with, you know, child abuse. So it's just really getting to the point where, you know, it's not okay. Child abuse is not okay. And the story I was talking about, if you don't know, is the story of Kelsey Shelton Smith Briggs. But back to Nylene. Guys, it's just, you know, if you have any information or tips, call 877-97-BAMFI. Okay. And I'm just going to jump on the child abuse. If you know a child in danger or being abused, or if you think that, I don't know, they're kidnapped and with the wrong families, please, please call 844-264-5437. Guys, please, please, let's focus on saving the children, okay? Let's focus on making a world safer for them. And women, and men, Okay? If you are bitter and you see somebody with somebody else and they denied you whatever your advances, please do not call these numbers on them saying that they stole a child because of your own selfish desires. Anywho, thank you all for tuning in. And please remember, save our children. Let's make a better world for our children to live in. Okay? Have a good day.